Finally, time to do some research. Just relax.
I was born in 1965.
Then it hits you. This elevator is just like the one in the hospital. Its silvery walls close in, making it hard to breathe, hard to think. Her voice won't leave your head. It used to pounce from her mouth.
Happy birthday to you. I love you, buddy. Hope you have a good day.
Now it crawls.
Hey, Robert, call me when you can, okay? We'll take a nap right now anyway.
That was when she told you about the oxygen machine. Had things really gotten that bad already? Wait, this is just the library. You exit the elevator, going left towards your desk. But no, you're back, in the ICU. Those bookshelves are wrinkly white walls with blue stripes. Stop. Turn around and walk back toward the elevator. Her room's that way. Are you trying to avoid her? Is that why you have so many missed calls?
Hey, Robert, call me.
This is a message from the office of Dr. Patel. An appointment is scheduled for...
Your heart won't stop beating in your throat. You stop at the nurse's desk. It's where the two main hallways intersect past the elevator.
How can I help you?
She tells you to turn right, then turn left at the very end of the hallway. That's your mother's room. You head that way.
So they did give us some medication, but to me it ended up making her life shorter.
You try to convince yourself your mom won't die in this hospital. You fail. Then you stop outside the door at the end of the main hallway. Can you do this?
I kind of regret not spending more time with my mother before she passed away.
You have to. You turn left, shoving past the curtain into the unlit room. You go and sit in the chair. There she is, on your right, where the bookcase should be. All tangled up in oxygen masks and IVs and catheters. She hasn't eaten in 2 days, your dad tells you. She'd choke on water. She reminds you of an old book. Pages yellow with age. Dry. Unmoving. I love you, she croaks out incomprehensibly. You can't understand your own mother, and it kills you, and you look to your dad for help, but he's just returning your blank stare. Meanwhile, she's staring at you, half asleep, half dead, waiting for a response. But your voice can't puncture the lump in your throat, so you just nod and smile, nod and smile. After a moment, you turn and look out the window. You notice the cemetery more than the cranes. You wonder if the funeral will be before or after midterms. You need to leave this room. It's too loud, too sad. You get up and head back into the hallway with your dad, turning right back toward the elevator.
And that's what, if I had a choice, that's what I plan on doing.
Okay.
I mean, if before they try and do anything to attack the body or immune system or whatever, that's how I would go. It's just let the disease take my life.
You stop. This is where you break down, in front of the nurses. You don't want to cry, but you can't stop tears and snot from flying from your face. The nurse hands you a box of tissues. But wait, you're back in the library. You push the memories down and get back to work, turning toward the bookcase on your left. You've just walked past years of periodicals, decades of work and effort, passing by in an instant.
God should be the one to decide when you go?
There's a plan out there for everybody. When you're born, the day you're born, there's a plan out there for you.
Mm-hmm.
You continue down the hallway, just wandering. Back before college, back before everything.
Hey, Robert, call me,
she
Robert.
Wanted you here.
Call me! Yay! Yeah! Woo! I'm gonna fly!
But now you can't think. You spent 5 days in that hospital. 5 days of nurses waking you up at 3 a.m. asking, would you please wait outside while your mother uses the commode? 5 days of spoon-feeding her ice chips, reassuring her. No, Mama, you're not an invalid. Don't say that.
She knew she was going to die. She didn't want to be... I don't think she really wants to be a burden on her husband and her family to see her deteriorate like that. But we all have a choice in what we decide to do.
At your worst, you wished she'd just die instead of putting it off for a few hard years. You couldn't wait to get out of there. Well, now you're back. Congratulations. Maybe you should start picking up the goddamn phone.
Hey, Robert. Let me call when you get a chance, okay? Make sure you guys had a good day. You go back to you, okay? All right, bye.